Video of an arrest at the Normal Police Department has prompted a social media furor, and the incident has resulted in a lawsuit against the department. What civilian eyes may see as an injustice, though, can look perfectly reasonable to those familiar with law enforcement. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker reports.
18-year-old Taylor Brown had gone to the police department in the wee hours of an early February morning to give an interview after a fire at her residence. She waited quite a while for a detective and then wanted to go home. Video footage from officer body cams shows what happened next.
So we're going to have to seize your phone, so go ahead and hang up.
Seize my phone for what?
Go ahead and hang up.
Why?
Go ahead and hang up.
They want to seize my phone, but I'm not under arrest for it.
You're not under arrest, but your phone's going to be seized.
No.
You're gonna hang up the phone.
So far, it's an orderly conversation. Brown was talking with her mom, who works for the Chicago Police Department. Brown kept asking why they wanted the phone. Officers kept saying the matter was under investigation. It went downhill. 12 minutes later, Brown was on the floor in handcuffs, about to go to jail for aggravated battery of an officer. One officer said on video Brown had kicked her when officers took Brown to the floor to get the phone.
What is happening right now? I came down here because I thought I was doing an interview. Why am I in cuffs?
Oh, I'd like to still interview you. That's not.
But why am I in cuffs? I'm scared. Why are you all touching me? Why is my stuff being seized? You told me I was coming here for an interview. I came here under false pretenses.
Social media reaction to the video has been harsh and negative toward police. Brown has filed a federal lawsuit against several officers and the department alleging they violated her civil rights. Illinois State University Criminal Justice Sciences Professor Michael Gizzi says officers continually pressed Brown to give up the phone and told her she was not leaving with it. Gizzi calls that troubling.
It was as if the officer was almost goading her. She was escalating conflict instead of de-escalating a situation.
Another criminal justice sciences prof at ISU has a different take. Bill Lally is also a police officer. Lally acknowledges the repetition of the same set of words could be viewed as provocative. But he says the reason officers do that kind of thing stems from a desire to stay on one line of dialogue. Lally says argument usually doesn't produce a resolution, so officers do not stray from the intent. They need that phone. A lot of online comment deals with the police lack of a search warrant, and Brown reacted on the video as if officers saying that the fire is under investigation is not enough of an explanation.
You cannot search me or take my items with giving me no reason.
That is not accurate. Bill Lally says officers don't need a warrant if they can argue that if they don't intervene immediately, the potential for evidence to be destroyed is high. Lally says officers could have said more about why they wanted the phone, but in an investigation, it's not always a good idea to do that.
But the caveat is you've now let them know that you're concerned that they may, given enough time, destroy evidence that's in their phone. So if you're ultimate goal is to secure the phone without any attempt to delete any information, and then you're probably not going to tell them why you want the phone.
Civilian viewers of the video may think that Brown got in trouble when she physically resisted the police seizure of the phone. Lally says she actually may have broken the law earlier when she refused to comply with a lawful order. Another question by those who watched the video is why the Normal Police Department needed four officers to deal with Brown. Lally says a person can be polite and conversational one moment and then try to knife an officer the next. He says demeanor is not always a guide to how an interaction will go, and having more resources nearby can be safer not only for officers but for the person being arrested. Lally acknowledges if officers had clarified what they were after or tried in a different way to talk Brown down as things escalated, they might have reduced tension. But that doesn't mean they did anything wrong at the time.
I have to be very careful not to be an armchair quarterback. You know, we don't have all the information as to what the particulars of this investigation involved.
And there is still an investigation, even though the police department was not initially successful in getting a search warrant to look at what was on the phone after they took it from Brown. The police motive of investigation can come in tension with the department goal to build strong relationships in the community and public confidence. It certainly worked that way for Taylor Brown that night.
I came down here willingly because I trusted you. And and look at what you're doing.
It's possible to do everything right in an investigation and still be wrong in the eyes of the public. ISU's Bill Lally says police agencies realize there needs to be more community engagement and conversations with community members to gain compliance and trust, instead of becoming what he calls an authoritarian organization that does what it does because the means justify the outcome of solving crime. Some departments have made the transition easier than others, Lally says. As body cameras become more prevalent among police agencies across the nation, there will be more examples of this tension playing out in public. Lally says he's not sure police should change tactics, but that the public should have more education about what police do and why they choose a particular course of action. He says that's not happening everywhere.
Within the policing world, it is the belief that the average citizen not only doesn't understand why the average officer does what they do, but is almost looking for things to chastise a police department for.
Lally says as a result, some police departments shut down that conversation with the general public. The police chief for the town of Normal disagrees with Lally. Stephen Petrilli declines to talk about the specifics of the Taylor Brown case because of the investigation and the lawsuit. But Petrilli says he doesn't see law enforcement agencies turning inward the way Lally does.
From everything that we do in social media to the events in which we host and the events in which we have a police presence at now are much more robust than what I remember them being 10, 20 years ago. You know, we are doing a lot better job of engaging with the community and making sure that they see us as a partner and not as a, you know, a detriment.
Petrilli says even though body cams can result in misunderstanding by the public, they do increase accountability. And that bodes well for police and the public because it encourages conversation about officer decisions, in addition to efforts to be more accessible and active in the community.
So we can create trust, we can create transparency, and knowing that, you know, if an incident does happen and the police department, you know, maybe we didn't do something right, the expectations that we come out and we own that. And I think that that's the trust that you try to build with communities. So if an incident, you know, does come up, the trust and transparency is already there.
Yet video can also erode trust, even if officers are just doing their jobs. ISU professor Michael Gizzi says members of the public who are already leery of actions with law enforcement take videos like this one as confirmation of their existing belief.
I mean, to me, the true lesson is, and it's an unfortunate one, but I would never, under any circumstances, go to a police department for any interview at all without an attorney present. Because you have no idea what the reason is and what they're thinking as to why they want to question you.
And Gizzi says it's never going to look good when officers use force. I'm Charlie Schlenker.